everybody. You're listening to the second episode of the podcast, How to Speak Vedette. And if you just tuned in, you might want to listen to the first episode first. And you might find my voice a little weird. I just came from a terrible, terrible coughing fit. And I've been sick for a couple of days now. But I've been faithfully taking my meds. So before we begin the podcast, I would like to congratulate Miss Eileen Apollo and Pantene for organizing a very kick-ass party last Friday at the Taste Asia Mall of Asia. So if you missed the party, most likely you missed seeing Judai, Miss Judy Ann Santos. And no, I did not have my picture taken with her, but I would like to have my picture taken with her Cristal outfit. Yes, that would be classic. So let's get on with the podcast, everybody. So from the last podcast, I'm hoping you remembered the three vocabulary words we used. Pour, lose, and win. We used celebrity names to make these words a little funky. Now for unit number two, we are also using celebrity names, but we're using them in a really complicated way. Like, how complicated can gay lingo get anyway? So for unit number two, or subtopic number one, is using celebrity names to elongate a word. So let's start with sentence number one. Ano ba yung pabango mo? Bakit ang baho? So we can attach the celebrity name Bea Alonzo to elongate the word ba to make this sentence vedette. By attaching Bea Alonzo to the word ba, our sentence will become, ano Bea Alonzo yung pabango mo? Bakit ang baho? Our next word is haggard. So let's use haggard in a sentence like, what do you do today? You look so haggard. So we can attach the celebrity name Gardo Versosa to elongate the word haggard. So our sentence will become, what did you do today? You look so haggard over Sosa. For our third example, we will use the Tagalog word sinde. Like, pwede bang makisinde sa lighter mo? To elongate the word sinde, we will attach the celebrity name Cindy Curleto. So our sentence will become, pwede bang makisindi Curleto sa lighter mo? We can also use this method to make our ordinary vedette words more funky. Like, Carrie, pwede siyang gawing Carrie Bradshaw. Or, for imbierno, which means angry or irritated, we can attach the name Bernadette Sembrano to make it Imbiernadette Sembrano. Just to make sure you've learned something, I'm giving you an assignment. So please use the word corny and elongate it to make your very own vedette word. Just to cap things off, in this episode, we have learned to use celebrity names to elongate ordinary words and turn them into vedette words. So that concludes the second episode of the podcast, How to Speak Badet, a podcast by Poet from Tangera.com to teach the people of the internet how to speak gay. So until next time, if you have comments, suggestions, or an answer to the assignment, please leave a comment or email me at faithsalazar@gmail.com. Again, this is Poet from Tangera.com, and I hope you tune in again next time for the third episode of the podcast How to Speak Badet. See you!